What is going on, everyone, and welcome to Weekly Code Quickies, your weekly update for coding tricks and tips and more. In this episode, we're going to take a look at CSS and CSS and determine if CSS is overtaking CSS and CSS becomes obsolete. In order to determine this, we're going to cover a couple of things like variables, imports, nesting, mixins, extends, and functions, of course. But before we get started, I just want to mention that my new React course for complete beginners is coming out soon, so stay tuned to the channel and also subscribe to the channel if you're not already subscribed in order to get notified when the course is launched with that day one coupon code attached to it. Also, if you want to support the channel, please click the like button and share it with others. And let's get into the very first topic, which is variables. Variables are not only part of CSS, but they're also part of CSS. CSS had variables for a very long time. Also, CSS has variable for a longer time, but the main difference is that CSS variables are locally scoped and are file scoped, and they can be imported each and everywhere, and CSS variables are scoped to the root of the folder. Now, this means that CSS variables are accessible throughout the document, and CSS variables are only accessible in the file that is imported. There are also a couple of differences. When we define CSS variables, they're defined by double hyphen, and CSS variables are defined by a dollar sign. In order to use a CSS variable, you need to use the var function, and in order to use a CSS variable, well, you just type in the variable with a dollar sign before that. So let's move on to the next one, which is nesting. Nesting was such a powerful thing in CSS. And just a short example, if you have a navigation tag, that includes UL tags, that includes then LI tags, that includes that anchor tags. Normally in CSS, you would have to type out and you need to specifically target that navigation. So any other unordered list in your code will not be affected, or list items will not be affected in your code. Then you would have to type out everything. Now with CSS, that there was a simple solution because CSS has had nesting. It still has nesting. Now, CSS also has nesting, which gives it such a powerful feature. Nesting is simply defined when you take a element or a class, then open up the curly brackets, and in those curly brackets, you start defining the next element preceded by a ampersand. For example, if we'd like to target down to the bottom, nav, ul, li, anchor tag, and then hover, you just need to type in parent selector, parent selector, parent selector, parent selector, and then the hover effect. Next feature will be mixins, extends, functions, which are sadly not part of CSS. Now, mixins are extremely powerful in CSS, and also functions, but they are a complete ecosystem, meaning that without functions, only mixins are not that useful. Now, you can pass down into mixins any kind of variables that you wish, and also they take in arguments and then you do something with them, but they're not part of CSS. Now, do we really need them in CSS? It would be a nice feature, but I don't think it is a must. Let me tell you why. Because you can simply define different classes at the end of the day. And because we have now nesting, that kind of already gives CSS that power that we needed or we were missing from CSS. Next up will be importing. Sadly, CSS still can only do URL imports, for example, from Font Awesome or Google Fonts and stuff like that. But CSS or SCSS has the power of importing multiple files. Now, why is that so powerful? Just think about the following steps. Also, check out my CSS course if you want. I do a deep dive into advanced CSS and CSS in that course. And that would make things much more clearer for you. Also, I have a crash course on my YouTube channel, so definitely check that one out. Now, when you're importing, you can think of it as following. Let's say you have a file for variables, a file for functions, a file for different font sizes, a file for different typographies, and you can choose and import whichever one you wish and only export that CSS file. You would reduce massively the CSS that you're exporting or the CSS that you're delivering then to the client. Okay, so that's pretty much it for today. But hey, these are just my thoughts. I want to hear your thoughts. Hit me up in the comment section below. Also on Spotify, we have now a Q&A section. Definitely tell me what you think about the new powers of CSS and if it makes CSS irrelevant. I do not have anything against CSS, and I'm not a big CSS fan. It's kind of in the middle. I do use them for different purposes. So let me hear your thoughts. Also, if you're not subscribed to the channel, hit that like button and subscribe to the channel. And also click that notification bell in order to get notified whenever I post a new video. With this being said, wish you all a lovely day and catch you next time. Bye-bye.